Just had Ken Cal on. Want to bring Paul Woods in from Montreal. What a game last night. We had Paul and Ken with that call. Boy, I listened in my truck to the third period when it began. They're down 4-2. The crowd, the roar. You and Kenny, Paul, just it was a thing of beauty through the overtime winner.
Yeah, it's magic, you know, and it just you get yourself in that environment, and just to be part of it, just to be able to see it and to feel it, and the noise of the crowd, as you mentioned, and just the effort of the team and stuff, and coming out on the right side of it, and so many twists and turns. It was something else, and we're getting ready for round two tonight against those same Canadians.
You know, I mentioned to Ken that, and I've talked about this on air in some of my huge opinions, that when people are like, oh, this is just going to be Lalonde, like Blash, like all these other teams, I said, no, this team has grit. They have some leadership. Picking up Kane was so instrumental. DeBrincat coming in. This team is different, and they're showing it here at the end. Regardless of what happens tonight, both in Philly and in Montreal, they're as close to being like those playoff teams that we have witnessed for decades in Detroit.
You've nailed it, Hugh, you know, and they sort of actually, in my opinion, they sort of got a feel, but I'm like, the Detroit Lions are just a very likable team. Like, they just, they compete extremely hard, and they play together as a group, and you've got those 13 comeback wins to your credit, and not many teams in the NHL can match against that, so they don't like losing. They do everything they possibly can, and the way I look at Hugh, too, is I always compare, like, this team this year compared to last year's team. If we played last year's team in the playoff series, we beat them 4 consecutive games. And it's the same the year before that, too. So Steve Yzerman and his management team, they've improved the team right up to the point now where we're a very competitive team in the National Hockey League, and we can play against anybody. And I was just figuring something out. Of the 11 players he had in the offseason, 9 of them have made major contributions to the Red Wings in different kinds of ways. But they've all been good to pickups and good teammates. So we're definitely heading in the right direction. And we just got to finish the job and get a little bit of help out of town tonight.
Yeah, and by the way, Montreal has the second worst home record behind Columbus in the East. It's the Wings needed the W and the 2 points, and then Washington and Philly. Philly's still with an outside chance to get in, so it should be a playoff feel in Philly. Plus, they're arrested. Washington played Pitt last night. It's lining up, and again, you still have to play the games, but I kind of have a good vibe going into 7 p.m. when they're going to drop the puck in Philly and also in Montreal.
Yeah, I'm with you too. It's got a good feeling about it. I just think, you know, when teams are this deeply committed and they play that hard and refuse to lose, that something good usually happens to that group. So I think it's going to happen tonight for Remington. And John Tortorella is the right guy to be in charge in Philadelphia playing against Washington. He wants to finish the season on a high note. He wants something good for his players. So they're going to be coming hard against the Capitals. So I'm hoping to get a little help from them. And then we have a chance to be in the playoffs and get set for the New York Rangers, but it's been a good season. It's I guess again, it's just I want to end life for these guys because they dedicate themselves on a very high level.
Paulie, enjoy that game tonight with Ken. Try and top last night and the game-winning goal in OT. I have the huge challenge, you and Ken, to top and the team to top what they did and you guys did on the radio network last night.
That sounds like a good plan to me. Let's go that way.
All right. We love you, Paulie. Yeah, take care. Be safe, bud.
Take care.